BlogTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is Becky Baylor.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Sound.
This is Eric Bischoff.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Believe me, we wanted to tell you.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling with your hosts.
All I know is his name.
Give me his name.
Tim Stein.
Talk like him, like him. Try to talk sexy.
Heartbreak Mike.
Don't be alarmed, we're Negroes.
The Omega.
And I ain't no Wesley Snipes.
I just hang out with stupid ass friends.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
People say I look weird. They say my ears look funny.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and rollin'.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I have Google Earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday night.
Now let's hear one of those jokes, bitch.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. After a long hiatus, we are back on the airwaves. Internet waves. Digital waves. What waves are these?
The cool waves?
That's definitely not that. Oh, but AEW is the thing. We can be cool now.
Yeah.
We can talk the AEWs.
Too sweet. Woo, woo, too sweet. Woo,
which
woo.
I didn't get to watch.
I didn't either, so don't feel mad. Don't feel bad.
Okay, biggest change to pro wrestling in the last 20 years. I didn't see it.
This is why you all need to tune in to CB Radio Not So Live this week. We'll have a full review of the AEW show. Thank you!
The one show on this network that isn't wrestling related. And
is going to do the full wrestling recap. Yeah.
Well, where would we be without CB Radio picking up our slack?
I mean, let's be real. Anyway, let's get to the intros.
Yeah, fortunately, it was still a very interesting week in the world of professional wrestling, so we get to do some talking. So, my name is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have...
What's up, guys? Heartbreak Mike is here. Holy crap. Cesaro, NXT TakeOver Cardiff. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we're back. It's wrestling.
Yes, something else I didn't get to see.
Oh, it's on now.
Wow. Well, while he thoroughly enjoys that, I will introduce you, the one and only Tim Stein.
Just totally walk over the intro, why don't you, Mike?
I know, he did jump the gun, I mean.
I thought he wanted me to say my name.
Wait till he introduces you, then you can say your name.
All right, I'm sorry.
It's been a minute, they haven't done this.
Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
He's okay, we're a bit out of practice.
Just a little bit.
And next time, do it with feeling. Hey everybody, how you doing? Long time no, ignore. Or whatever, I don't know. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Glad you could join us. We've got a 5-in-a-row music-free commercial cruise coming up. But first, a little bit of wrestling talk. Just saying.
Can the entire playlist be Fozzy?
I think the entire playlist could be Fozzy in honor of Chris Jericho. We should talk about that.
At some point.
At some point, right.
Well, I was going to say we're not going to do it right now, but...
Yeah, we have a run sheet, which literally looks like a run sheet tonight.
We have a format. Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. Let's give the producer credit. He actually decided to tell you guys we're doing a format again for a change, which is definitely outside of the norm for the last, at least 12 months.
This is going to be the weekly format going forward, except on pay-per-view nights. Enjoy, folks. They have a format.
Yeah, so if we suck, blame the producer. Spontaneity is so much fun sometimes.
If you would like to complain, at Flameswarms on Twitter.
Will you quit that? Because I've already muted Kane Kittens on Twitter because of the bullshit that he went through last night. I was busy, damn it. I didn't appreciate that. Brent, you are... now officially relegated to the corner.
I mean, that's where he lives.
I didn't block you. I muted you. Oh, I will unmute you later on, maybe sometime this week, if you're a good boy. But, yeah, I don't know. That might be a long shot. Anyway, let's talk a little bit of NXT. We were going to bring this up 3 weeks ago, but we weren't on the air for 3 weeks. extended vacation. Don't worry about it. Anyway, NXT heading to USA Network. Lots of talk out there on what might wind up being that show's format. Potential changes that might take place. Nothing confirmed yet. Omega, Mike, would you like to see NXT changed around a little bit for its USA Network debut?
Why would you fix what's not broken?
There you go.
I am so glad you guys said that. Here's what I'm afraid of. They're going to make it glitzy and glittery and try to make it come off as slick as Raw. Don't touch it. You guys are going to be extending it to 2 hours because it's going to USA Network. I get it. Just don't make it an hour of boring. Because let's face it, at 3 hours, we all agree Raw, Monday Night Raw is too long, and it's at least 1.5 hours of boring. Am I wrong?
Monday Night Raw is trash.
Baron Corbin is on a lot, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, Baron Corbin equals 90 minutes of boring.
Points for me.
There you go. Points for who?
Points for us.
That a boy. I told you not to fucking pick him. Anyway, is stretching NXT to 2 hours a good idea?
Honestly,
No,
it's not. Now, my question is Papa Hunter, is he going to have full control, or is Vince going to put his finger in it?
We've already heard that nothing is changing as far as the management of NXT goes. It is still going to be under Triple H's watch.
Okay.
Plus, Vince is already adding a football league to his schedule, so I doubt he's going to
he's not going to have time.
Vince is going to be a little bit too busy making sure that halfbacks run half the length of the field to pick up the football and see who gets possession first.
That's true.
How many people remember him doing that when the original XFL debuted?
Don't ask me to remember the XFL.
Yeah, let's not.
Hashtag walk away.
If I wanted something related to the XFL, I'd play Blitz on Nintendo 64.
There you go. So, anyway, yeah, you know, as far as it going to 2 hours... if it's like putting two episodes back to back, fine. I see this as more of an opportunity to showcase more NXT talent instead of focusing on the top five stars.
NXT does have a lot of talent that doesn't really get TV time because it is only an hour long show. But the thing is, because they have to cherry pick the talent that does show up, we get an extremely solid roster. You know, they only have a handful of guys they spotlight because it is limited time, but you know what? It's all rock solid. It's one reason why we look so fondly on NXT is because everything is very clean, everyone is very good at what they do, and everyone has been groomed for that brand. I worry, like, you stretch it to 2 hours, you start making room. Well, we got plenty of people down in development, but they're still green. Or they haven't had enough mic time or whatever. You know, they aren't ready for what would be on the 1 hour NXT show. Now we got to put them on the 2 hour just because we need to fill time.
No.
And now we got to get used to commercial breaks. That's fun.
Yeah.
Well, for us here in Canada, that's not going to be any great shakes, because of course, you know, we get it on Canadian network sports channels up here.
Oh, aren't you so great?
Yeah, so it's like it's going to be a similar simulcast idea that we have in Canada with Raw and SmackDown. You can watch it on Sportsnet 360, or you can watch it on USA, or coming this fall, Fox.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what, you know, it's not going to be any big deal up in Canada. The majority of Canadians can't get the USA network, so it won't matter. I can get it because I have this amazing little IPTV box that provides service for only $15 a month, equivalent the price in Canadian funds. If you want one, get in touch with me. I'll hook you up. Cheap plug. I know. Almost
okay.
Almost waiting for the producer to play Money, Money, Money in the background.
Give it time.
Give it a sec. He'll pick up eventually.
Yeah.
But now NXT moving to USA Network, we're going to be looking at a war between AEW and NXT. Is this exciting? Is this potentially anything?
It's disheartening.
Very much so.
Now, it's sad because you guys are big NXT fans, but you want to get into AEW and see if it's worth your time and effort, right?
It's more that Vince is being so petty that
super
he
petty.
Won't let anyone else. He's trying to shut down any potential challenger, even though WWE is such a monopoly at this point. They really don't pose that much threat, at least for now.
Not at all.
But he's trying to squash it, which means, you know, and it's intentional damage to the industry as a whole. Like, he is intentionally trying to sabotage something that could revitalize pro wrestling in general, and that would help WWE as well.
Well, stop and think about it. The Monday Night Wars, and then when Vince chased Thunder with the debut of SmackDown, wrestling ratings. Hey, yeah, wrestling ratings were really, really high. Is there a possibility, is there a chance that this might help the popularity of pro wrestling on television?
I mean, it very well could. Just new exposure, new audience, you know, trying to, you know, and a whole crop of new people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a show on Wednesday that's actually doing, you know, things that'll get people interested in pro wrestling again. They'll go back to WWE and they'll see what you know, what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if you're putting WWE show direct competition, now you're muddying the waters again. Now you're limiting the potential. I mean, at least for early on, I don't see the harm in just letting AEW flourish for a bit.
Well, but we know Vince. Whenever there's a piece of competition, he's going to be like, no, he's a big kid.
No one else can play in my sandbox.
Except him, yeah.
Which, in my opinion, is detrimental to the popularity of professional wrestling. I do see this as a potential spark, but at the same time, a little problematical. We're just gonna have to wait and see as far as that goes, I guess. Are you guys gonna be giving AEW a chance? Are you gonna be channel flipping? What?
I mean, I'm gonna go see the first show, but yeah, I'm gonna be channel flipping.
Yeah, it is difficult. It depends on what happens to NXT. Like, I haven't heard if it stays on the network or not.
No.
Like, if I can still go watch 2-hour NXT back on the network.
Then I'm just, solid.
Yeah, I'll watch AEW on Wednesday, and then, you know, Wednesday night or Thursday, I'll just go and watch NXT.
Boom.
Well, yeah, when they first proposed and then announced the network, people were thinking, oh, we can just go and watch Raw and SmackDown anytime we want. That never occurred. I worry that they are going to be removing it from the network.
At the same time, it's one of the biggest draws for the network.
Exactly.
It's having this really popular, really exciting brand of wrestling that you can only see there. And now you're stripping that away.
Yeah, right. Well, it's all going to depend on the deal that they have with USA. We don't have all the details just yet. Only 3 weeks away, and we still don't know.
Yeah.
All of it.
The thing with WWE, and I don't know what's going on with it, is that they are really holding back a lot of their information and stuff on, like, things that are supposed to come. Because, like, also, as a person, because I want the WWE 2K game, and it's like, everybody, there's nothing coming you know, besides different modes and stuff. But it's like WWE is known to hold back things, literally to the point of like, oh, we're not going to tell you, you know, you got to be surprised. And then you're disappointed.
Yeah, like show formats and championship plans and Rob Van Dam. Just hold back things.
Stop it. Stop it. So with the USA deal, of course, they're not going to tell us. Of course, they know what's up, but we have to be the ones to find out. I am hoping that they let us keep the network. Well, keep NXT on the network. If not, yeah, we're screwed. Well, they're screwed.
So, yeah, well, if it fails on USA, it'll go back to the network. If they take it off the network, we know that. So, yeah.
There's always NXT UK.
So there you go. I'll be utilizing three simple letters. Go ahead, ask me.
What three letters, Tim?
PVR.
Right.
PVR? I'm sorry.
What, Mike? You don't know what that is?
I mean, yes and no. Lord Jesus.
I'd be recording one show while I watch the other thing. Yeah, I'd rather watch the show I recorded.
I know.
Get it, boy.
Surprised you didn't say VCR, but hey.
I'm not that old. Well, okay, yeah, I am, but I'm not that
You just made an answering machine joke.
Exactly.
I said I'm not that out of date. Now, I'm not the one who made the answering machine joke. You guys did.
No, didn't.
No.
You did.
What answering machine joke did I make?
We're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway. So, yeah, there we go. We'll see what happens. Me, personally, I'm going to be flipping between USA and the Canadian broadcast version to see. I want to see if there's anything that might be time delayed or cut or edited or censored or whatever.
Like the Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, just do an international broadcast comparison. Because there are things that Canadian television will black out. Is like if there's any storyline where one of the guy wrestlers is supposed to rough up one of the girl wrestlers, right when she gets roughed up, they go to black. So you don't see violence against women.
Okay. I like that.
So if it's all part of the storyline, it's part of the storyline. It's not going to perpetuate or promote violence against women.
Right.
Right. I mean, like you watch a TV drama at 9 o'clock at night on any regular network television. And stuff like that would be part of the story they're telling on, like, Law and Order Special Victims Unit or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Right?
Or you don't half black of the that movies out. On Lifetime.
Yeah. Three quarters of them. So. But, yeah, no, that's the main thing that I'm curious about as far as that goes. I'm not really too concerned about the war between the two of them, personally speaking, because it's not going to affect me. It will affect a lot of people.
Right.
And you're going to get allegiance and loyalty. It's just too bad, in my opinion, that AEW has to compete with NXT as opposed to SmackDown, for example, which is a bad comparison because it's getting a lot better, or Raw.
I mean, AEW was smart enough to where they want a night that WWE isn't involved in, and then, you know, WWE went, No,
we're going to squash.
Yeah, you aren't allowed to give other wrestlers jobs. You aren't allowed to give them like an employment alternative. You know, they're either WWE or they are in poverty. That's how the wrestling world is supposed to work, according to Vince McMahon.
Yeah, but yeah, no, we'll see how it goes. Why don't we just? There's a rumor out there.
Oh God.
Enzo and Cass and Enzo heading back to WWE.
Oh God.
Bolster. NXT?
Yeah. Speaking of pro wrestlers who should be poor.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, here it is. That rumor got shot down. Don't worry about it. Cass is boring. Enzo, well, we already know the problems associated there. He may have wound up ultimately being not guilty of the charges, but he carries that stigma.
But he was still an asshole.
I was about to say he's still a jackhole, but yeah, okay, asshole. He's still an asshole.
He's a hole. He's a hole of some kind.
There you go.
He's a hole in the bottom of the sea. Oh, sorry.
So here it is. You guys are not allowed to name Enzo or Cass. Who's the one person you never want to see WWE bring back?
Colin Delaney.
Okay.
Wait, we're just naming one?
Yeah, no, this is the one, of all of them that you don't want to see, you have to pick one you don't want to see the most.
Oh crap.
God, I have to think now.
Yeah, me too. I mean, besides Enzo and Cat,
does Vince McMahon count?
No.
Okay.
You really can't think of any, honestly.
Kiva Marie.
Well, we got somebody. Hang on a second. We got somebody in the chat room who said Tyson Kidd. I'm like, what?
Wow.
What the hell? What are you talking about, Tyson Kidd?
If he could still wrestle, I would be thrilled.
I would too.
Because A, great in the ring. B, healthy again.
Well, never mind that Tyson Kidd is a really good friend of mine. Like, for real. And, definitely, my bias would shine through. Objectively speaking, he was one of the best wrestlers in his weight class on their roster until he got hurt.
Well, you know, well, I can say is that, you know, there is a possibility because look, I don't know how WWE has this magical doctor
mm-hmm.
that is helping everybody that has like neck injuries and stuff like that, but yeah, anything is possible. First Daniel Bryan, now Edge, now Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, anything is possible.
Can we get Corey Graves back?
No.
You know, I'm trying to think of somebody
I kind of want Corey Graves and Aleister Black to be a team.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of somebody I really don't ever want to see back in WWE, and I don't know. I have no idea who I'd name. Wait, there is one. There is one wrestler I don't want to see back.
Who's that?
Well, you hear his name chanted every time a match gets boring.
Oh, well, yeah, Goldberg.
No. He's from Chicago. He married AJ and took her out of wrestling.
He doesn't count.
Well, he's one guy I don't ever want to see back in WWE.
Well, guess what?
The only thing fun about CM Punk is watching him get his ass handed to him in the MMA fights where he actually has to fight people who know what they're doing.
And that's why he's not in MMA anymore.
Snip. That's the only one I can think of.
Now, as far as the whole... I'm sorry.
The other name that came to mind was Ryback. It has nothing. It has nothing to do with his look or his wrestling ability. It's just I'm so sick of him running his mouth.
I think we all are.
I actually want to see Ryback on WWE TV just for the train wreck.
What, so Braun Strowman can beat the snot out of him?
So yeah, you know that. You know, never mind that it's Ryback. It's just it would be very entertaining to see the train wreck. So I can't put him up there.
Mm.
Oh well. Hey, you know you're getting old when you realize that you remember most of the Intercontinental title lifetime.
Holy crap.
40 years old this week. That belt, that championship has been around 40 years.
Wow.
You believe that?
No.
Oh, I kind of do.
You kind of have to, yeah. There's been a lot of really, really entertaining, great, classic matches for the Intercontinental Championship belt over 40 years. There have been some real duds. But let's just take a look back at some of the rivalries. Omega, what's your favorite rivalry for that title? Or if I, fight like, or whatever?
Well, thinking back, I have to go to Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon, culminating in the first ever ladder match ever. Isn't that right, Tim?
No, it isn't.
That's absolutely right. WWE.
Thank you for sending up a soft one for me to hit out of the park. Of course, the first ever ladder match in the world in professional wrestling was in Stampede Wrestling here in Calgary. Dramatic pause. Alberta, Canada.
Oh my God, like a fucking marionette.
That was me. Okay, so you're picking Shawn and Diesel.
Shawn and Razor.
Or Shawn and Razor.
Don't get your outsiders crossed.
I just crossed my outsiders. And all of a sudden, Patrick Swayze is in the background saying, you can do it, Soda Pop, movie reference number one. Anyway, do you have another one? Like any of the classics? Like think.
I am thinking.
Okay, I'll give you one name.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Steamboat.
Mm.
Put another name against him. Who are you thinking?
That'd be Macho Man.
There you go. That was awesome.
That was great.
Mike?
I think my favorite one would have to be the British Bulldog versus Bret.
Okay, I hate you.
Why?
Stole his answer.
Because that was one of my answers.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
That whole thing and having it culminate Wembley Stadium with Davey Boy winning that title was absolutely perfect storytelling. It was awesome. And no, I'm not being biased in this instance, even though it seems like I might be.
Kinda.
Yeah, kinda.
Would you like me to give you the other one?
Sure.
Sure. Does it involve a Canadian?
Yeah, it involves Mr. Perfect. Mike, who am I? What match am I talking about?
Crap.
Come on.
Hold on. Is it Mr. Perfect? Was it Ultimate Warrior? No.
Nope.
Dear God. Was it Ray? No, it wasn't Razor Ramon.
No. You get one more guess, and I'm gonna let Omega try.
Oh, well then guess what? Omega, go ahead and try.
I see wait. Title on the line, Mr. Perfect fighting somebody.
Somebody.
Thinking.
Hmm?
Been a long time. Yeah, you're gonna have to remind me.
Brett.
Oh, jeez.
I can't believe you guys didn't go there. It's me.
Oh, crap. 1991.
You were swerving us and like, maybe it's not Brett. Maybe there's another match.
Well, that was the double swerve and I got you on that one. You see, I'm a good booker. Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect was one of the best all-time Intercontinental title matches in the history of that belt.
Technical.
All right. Technical matches, which by default makes it one of the best matches of all time. Technical wrestling ain't nothing better, as long as it's done right.
Bingo.
And Kurt Hennig naturally did it right.
When you put two technical people together, it makes a masterpiece. You got Mr. Perfect and you got Bret Hart. Come on now.
Two guys, definitely. They, you know, those two, in the late 80s, right through the 90s, they defined technical wrestling. So, yeah. You have any others?
I'm trying to think. If I was to do a joke one, of course, Umaga versus Santino.
Well, as jokes for the IC belt go, I think Santino in general was.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He was one of the greater comedians.
There's part of me, like, because I know it was a record setting run, but there is a part of me that loves the trollish nature of honky tonk jobbing to the Warrior.
Yeah.
Like, how long was that match? 5 seconds?
It was like 2 minutes, maybe?
Didn't even last that long.
Yeah, it felt like 5 seconds.
It was a floater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Well, here's to another 40 years of great IC title moments. Of course, I won't be around for all 40 years of them, but I'll stick around for as many as I can. There you go. So, yeah. Okay, guys. If Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode were to team up as a tag team, what would you call them?
Glorious Egos.
Future Endeavors.
Future Endeavors.
Stop it.
No, that was good. Don't tell them to stop it when it's good. Future Endeavors.
Your last chance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
You want a serious name? I gotta think. Can I think of a serious name for these two?
I don't care if it's a serious name or not. I love Future Endeavors. Glorious Trainwreck.
Oh, God.
I think you put Glorious in the title. Like, Ziggler doesn't have anything like that. You can't put Glorious in the title or else it's all about Rude. And let's... God, how sad is this to say? Ziggler is the bigger star than Rude.
That's very disappointing. Yeah. Okay, let me just throw this as a twist, okay? Ziggler and Rude, which one of these guys goes to AEW first?
Oh, Dolph Ziggler.
I'd put because he's going to go and do stand-up comedy.
Yeah, I'd put my money on Bobby Rude.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, if Rude doesn't retire outright, because he's been around a while now.
Yeah. Well, so is Dolph.
Call them lame gimmicks.
Job Squad 2.0.
Why not Job Squad 1.5? Don't give them the full 2.0.
Poor guys.
I can't think of a fitting tag name.
No one can, honestly.
Blinded by the light.
Oh God. Glorious Heels. Something. I don't know.
Rude and crude.
Rude and crude. That's good. Actually, that's not bad. The Gatekeepers.
No. That's something that's
locked in a feud with the Keymasters.
Right.
I got one for you. The Replacements.
Stop.
How about the Other Guys?
Stop.
No.
Drop dead legs. Don't ask me where that came from. You don't want to know.
Wow. We can't even find a good name.
No. The Should Have Beens? The Never Wases?
I think Job Squad is better.
Yeah, I just, to let Anubis Ash in the chat room know, I did not get the name The Replacements from the cartoon. That's not where that came from. Curtain Jerkers. No. The Warm-Ups. No.
The 1, 2, 3 Middle-Aged Men.
I would have said the B team, except
the C team.
Yeah, the C team. The D list. Kathy Griffith reference for those of you who didn't realize. Anyway.
Yes, got that. Thank you.
Well, yeah, you might have, but I don't think that Team Chat did because, well, you know, it's Team Chat. Sorry, Matt, just ragging on you. Matt and Chat. You see, I don't know why he doesn't call himself Matt and Chat. That's what he should. Oh, shit. Just because you're not in the chat room, Omega and Mike, Anubis Ash came up with him, with one, and I just want to make sure he gets the credit for this and not me. He says, call them the fluffers.
Next.
There you go. Yeah, well, let's just move on. Seth Rollins, named number one wrestler in the world. By PWI 500, Pro Wrestling Illustrated. Not a bad pick, but Omega, who's your top wrestler over the past year?
God, top in the last year. The way PWI does it is so freaking weird. Because it's based on, like, accomplishments as well, which is, hey, scripted. If I'm going just, like, on pure wrestling ability, then it is going to be someone like, you know, Kenny Omega or Okada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if I'm going by accomplishment, it's going to be Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm. Would you put Ronda Rousey in the running?
No.
Thank you. Although she is one tough bitch.
I mean, that's fine, but.
No. I'll bring that up in a minute.
For a rookie, she's fantastic.
Right.
Like no one expected her to be as good as she was.
I definitely place her in the top 500, but I don't see her cracking the top 250.
Absolutely not.
No, there are too many longer run, more deserving of the top 250.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. I don't have any problems with Seth Rollins being named number one, to tell you the truth. You could have given it to Kenny Omega. Yeah. Or even Becky. I wouldn't have had a problem with any one of those three, ranking number one. But I can't think of anybody outside those three.
Yeah, because, like, Brock's a big name, but he does the same match every time.
Exactly.
Except for the last match.
Well, we got Johnny Gargano.
You put Gargano up there that high?
Gargano, yes.
Yeah, Gargano's been showing his whole entire ass.
Well, I put him in the top five for sure, but number one?
Well, okay.
Maybe not number one.
Well, that's what the question is. Like, you're number one.
In pro wrestling consistency.
Yeah.
I don't put Seth in number one because he does have kind of lull matches where he's just kind of doing the Seth thing. You know, it really depends on the opponent he has. And, mm-hmm. but then you got someone like, you know, like an Okada or a Gargano who is just always on point.
Mm-hmm. I'm good with Omega.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega.
Me still on the fence about.
I'm sorry, Omega. I can't put you, number one on PWI's 500.
Please.
I know it's disappointing, but if I can't crack the top 5,000, you're not going at number one. So there you go. Anyway, I mentioned Ronda Rousey being one tough bitch. Did you guys hear what happened to her?
No.
Okay, she joined.
Didn't
the
she
cast.
Cut her finger? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, hang on a second. She joined the cast of 911. You guys ever watch that show?
What, Rescue 911 with William Shatner?
No, 911, not Rescue 911.
Oh, Reno 911?
I would, okay, I'm just assuming that your answer is no. Okay. It's one of my Monday night staples, during the wintertime, when their season's running. It's a very entertaining, very good, TV show. It's not Rescue 911. It's not, Reno 911. It's just 911. And it deals with, emergency phone calls to both the police or fire department or whatever and all the storylines that interconnect. It's really good. Anyway, she's joined the cast, taping one of the episodes. She just about lost one of her fingers. The thing ripped up, mangled, torn. Rock, if you're listening and you're, available to, fill this in on me because you know more of this, you know, a lot of what happened here, but finger totally buggered right up. instead of letting everybody know so they could put filming on hold to go and get her to emergency and fixed up, she finishes the scene. And apparently she did this near the beginning of the filming. Hurt herself, continued with the scene as if nothing happened, and waited, didn't tell anybody, waited until it was over before she worried about getting her finger fixed. But she almost lost her entire finger. And if you guys have ever damaged a finger, broken a bone, given yourself a really good gouge, it's very, very difficult to focus on what you're doing once you mangle a finger.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. I mean,
we've watched a guy call off a match on national television because he dislocated one.
Yeah. I mean, it's a different kind of pain. I'm not saying it's any worse than anything else, but it's exceedingly distracting. And one of the main reasons is you don't realize how much you use your hands and your fingers, even when you just talk with the gestures and stuff, until you hurt one of them. And then you try to keep using it the way you normally do. And it's like, oh, holy fuck. Anubis Bush in the chat room is saying she almost did Tony Iommi herself. Of course, do you guys know who Tony Iommi is?
Yeah. No, you got to clarify that reference.
Yeah. Black Sabbath. Does that ring a bell?
I know Black Sabbath.
Okay. Do you know, you don't know who Tony Iommi is?
No, so I ask you to fill in.
I can't believe I got to tell you who Tony Iommi is after I bring up Black Sabbath. He's the guitar player for Black Sabbath. Right after they debuted, he was working as a he was a steel worker or something like that. He totally destroyed half of his front hand, so his left hand. He destroyed half his fingers in a machine press, and that's one of the reasons for the sound of Black Sabbath, because he wasn't able to play the chords properly because the strings were too tight. He didn't have the strength in his fingers. And so what they did to compensate was they dropped the tension on all of his guitar strings. And that's why it plays so low and heavy. That's who Tony Iommi is.
Oh.
But he really buggered up his hand really bad. And as a result, Black Sabbath came out sounding the way they did. I mean, if you listen to Iron Man and stuff like that, and all of the other songs that I grew up listening to. I was a Black Sabbath fan as a kid growing up. Shut up.
Hey.
I'm still a Black Sabbath fan. Anyway.
Saying nothing, Iron Man's on my MP3 player.
Anyway, we're listening to a little bit of Van Halen instead of Black Sabbath as we take our first, last, and only time out of the evening. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back in about 6 minutes or so. Get yourself a refreshment. Take whatever kind of break that you need to take. But come on back, and we'll do the same thing.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
every Monday night. Get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
Maybe I have one more ass kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight to Houston. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday night. It is the experience known as the Rack.
Hey, we love to say boop.
Let me check.
I don't know. In the truck, can we say boobs?
We need to get a check.
Hey, so?
We need to get a check on boobs.
We need a check on boobs. Please, can you say boobs?
We have boobs. A thumbs up on boobs or a thumbs down.
Boobs are okay.
Any standard Christian practices people hear, is boobs acceptable? I like boobs. You guys like boobs?
Well, boobs are okay with me.
Apparently, Hunter likes boobs, so are we good with boobs?
Yeah.
Listen to The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have a single Earth.
And welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here. Live on Law Talk Radio Network. That was my cue, and I missed it. Oh, well. Oh, well.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, what can you do? Yeah, I got a couple more things to talk about before we wrap up the show tonight. But before we continue with the format, here's where I throw in a bit of a swerve. and bring up a couple of things, guys. Lance Storm, Storm Wrestling Academy. You heard that he's closing his doors. The winter session is the last training session ever for really? Storm Wrestling Academy. Did you hear that?
I did.
I'm listening.
Okay, so this was a bit of stunning, shocking news to you guys, because you didn't know previously. Over 15 years, Storm Wrestling Academy has been turning out top-quality wrestlers. And that him closing his doors, you would think that would be leaving an absolutely huge gap in training schools, hey?
Well, you said it yourself. He's been doing it for 15 years.
Yeah. Well, he's moving on to other things. It hasn't been announced, and I'm not going to tell you where he's going, but he's going to be involved in pro wrestling in some capacity. That's all I'm going to tell you until he breaks the news himself, because it's not my place to say. However,
is the HDW opening up its performance center?
I'm not saying a word. I can neither confirm nor deny the rumors that there are rumors out there.
So, okay, thanks.
Anyway, that gaping hole is not going to be a gaping hole, and there's a very good reason why. There is a new wrestling training school that basically, as of today, is officially opened here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. It's called Pro Fitness Wrestling Academy. And here's the thing. Lance Storm was trained by somebody who got trained in Stu Hart's dungeon, okay? Lance Storm, great trainer. Great technical wrestler. The guy that trained him is the head trainer for Pro Fitness Wrestling Academy.
Hmm.
Name is Dr. Hannibal Steve Gillespie, Mike.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Guess who the second assistant trainer is?
Who?
Tori Hart.
Well, if you're in Calgary and if it's wrestling, there's always going to be a Hart involved in it.
Guess who the first assistant trainer is?
Who? I'm listening.
Okay, I was waiting for you to guess, but you didn't take the bait. Mm-mm. He is known as the Beast from the Middle East. He's the man we all hail, Ali, the Beast from the Middle East. What does all of this have to do with anything? Well, I'm involved with Pro Fitness Wrestling Academy. I will have a hand in working for them in some capacity that you guys will find out down the road. If you're interested in getting trained by the guy who trained Lance Storm, you'll want to call 403-891-5353. As of today, it's not finished, but the website is live, and you can go and check it out. Go to profitnesswrestlingacademy.com. And when you look around and say, hey, this looks like a familiar looking design, well, there's a reason for that. The website was built by our producer, Sir Rockin. Rock, you're supposed to be here to take a bow. What the hell? Where are you? Anyway, whatever. But the tradition will continue. Back in, I think it was 2010 or 2012, on an episode of Monday Night Raw, The Undertaker cut a promo in the ring during an episode of Raw that was taped here in Calgary at the Saddle Dome. Undertaker said that Calgary was the mecca for professional wrestling. And, of course, he was referring to the Hart family and Stampede Wrestling and all the training that went on here. Well, the Hart family's influence will still be felt in the world of professional wrestling with the new generation of graduates that will be coming out of the city. Now, they're going to be running courses fall, winter, spring, and summer. Courses last 3 months apiece. And if you live outside of Calgary, you can attend. Accommodations will be made available as part of the cost of training. That's going to include your gym membership to Pro Fitness gym. It's going to include meals and a place for you to crash when you're done getting your ass handed to you in the ring. And your ass will be handed to you in the ring. Mike, guess who else is involved?
I'm actually looking at it now, and it's Vinny Fever.
That's right. Another great, big, huge name on the independent wrestling circuit. I'm sorry, Omega. All of these names probably mean absolutely nothing to you. That's why I've been throwing it to Mike, because he knows these guys from the indie scene.
That's okay. I'm building a model kit. You two continue.
Oh, that's what that noise is. Okay, there you go. I just thought there was ringing in one ear. anyway. But yeah, so what do you think, Mike?
I just need to know the price.
Well, here it is. There's going to be a $1,000 coupon available to you on the website. That's coming up. That's going to make your training and your accommodations and your food and your gym membership for you, Mike, because you would have to travel to Calgary for the training for 3 months.
Absolutely. Okay. 3 months. Not bad.
$10,000 Canadian.
Holy crap.
Isn't that awesome? You're supposed to say that's awesome.
That is $7,509.
You did the conversion into American funds.
Sure did.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fair. That's not a big, that sounds like a large amount of money, but it's not. Okay. Basically, your training with this coupon is only $3,300. The rest of the money, goes to your food, your gym membership for the length of time you're training, and, a place to live. That's going to give you a bed to sleep on, TV to watch, a kitchen to cook in, all that other stuff. Now, is that a good deal or not?
It is a good deal. It is a good deal.
Yeah, it's an absolutely fantastic deal. So, you're gonna learn pro wrestling from the ground up. We're talking, the basics, not just learning how to bump and chain wrestle and doing the high spots and the international spots. You're going to learn, something that a lot of training schools don't teach you anymore. Tried and true to traditional wrestling etiquette. You know what I'm talking about, Mike?
I thought you were talking about how to sell properly. But
wrestling etiquette. when you walk into a locker room and you're for the first time and you're introducing yourself, you go to every single person in that locker room, shake their hand, and tell them your name. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a huge thing. And it's for tradition, and it's not taught so much anymore. There's more to it than just that, but that's a small part of it. You're going to learn how to cut a promo, give an interview in front of a camera with an interviewer who's going to be very vague with their, well, so tell me what happened out there, and then you're going to be put on the spot. And you're going to learn how to develop your own character, find your character, discover whether your character is a heel or a baby face, and you're going to get help with all of that stuff. But when you climb those stairs and you stand on the ring apron right before you go through those ropes, Mike, what are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to wipe your feet.
Where does that come from?
Was it Japan?
That's right. That is a tradition and part of the etiquette that was introduced in Japan. So you're going to get all of this stuff. And at the end of the year training, you're going to have a portfolio. You are guaranteed wrestling matches at, with Indy, on the Indy circuit out here in Western Canada. Now that means ECCW out of Vancouver will, get you booked there. PWA out of Edmonton will get you booked there. Another wrestling promotion I refuse to mention live because I hate the guy who runs it, also out of Edmonton, but it comes to Calgary. CWE, you'll get a chance to work there. And then from there, you'll get expanded. Next thing you know, you're wrestling on the indie circuit all over North America. Now, not only that, because of all of our connections with Impact, with AEW, with WWE, your portfolio, you're going to have a video of your work. You're going to have, basically it's a professional wrestler's resume. Okay. That, all of that will be submitted because these major big time promotions are always looking at all these training schools, all over the place. Yeah, they've got their own developmental centers and everything, but they don't, you know, they don't take new people off the street and train them from the ground up. They take people from the indie scene and develop them into NXT wrestlers or WWE wrestlers or right. Impact or AEW wrestlers. They don't take anybody who's not trained. These places look at all of these training schools and these wrestling, independent wrestling shows, and they need something to go with. So you're going to be provided your portfolio, which is videotapes of your matches and basically your wrestling resume. Who trained you, where you were trained, what your strengths are, all of that stuff. Okay, so all of this is going to be happening. And this is the number one top main plug. Again, the website, profitnesswrestlingacademy.com. Follow us on Twitter at PF Russell School on Twitter. Those of you on Twitter, just even if you're not interested in getting into wrestling, follow us anyway. You'll get a lot of news and updates and stuff about things that are going on. And down the road, there might be news, that we break of, Calgary wrestling, Calgary independent wrestling coming back. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's all I'm going to say. So check it out. Once again, Pro Wrestling Academy, ProFitnessWrestlingAcademy.com. If you're interested for more info, 403-891-5353. You're not going to talk to a secretary. You'll get through to the beast from the Middle East himself, and he will fill you in. There you go. So there's my plug for the night. I've got that out of the way. Let's get back to basically what we call the rundown. This might be interesting, Omega. WOW, Wow Classic was brought back this week, celebrating 15 years of the video game.
Oh, am I back in the show now?
You're back in the show now, because we can talk about shit that you're interested in and you know about.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. So, okay, just think back to your kidhood. What video game would you like to see brought back that you could just, you know, get into all over again?
God. You know, they remake and re-release so many games now. It's not long before something like that actually happens, you know, and I can play everything all over again.
Uh-huh.
If I'm thinking right now, one that probably can't come back, but I would love for it to get remade with online play and all of that. GoldenEye from the N64.
Oh, I had that game and I could only play it for 5 minutes. I'm one of the 5% that get motion sickness.
Oh, Jesus.
When you play a first person game, yeah, I can't play, stuff like Call of Duty or any of that stuff. And I can't sit there and watch, Owen play it, because the same thing happens if I just watch it.
Wow.
You missed out on a good time then.
Very good time.
Yeah.
Oh, not fun. Not
it's
fun
like I made friends and lost friends because of that game.
GoldenEye was fun. For the amount of time I was able to play it before I got like sick, it was fun.
Well, GoldenEye was the game that convinced people that first person shooters could work on a console.
Yep.
And that the best thing to do was to go into multiplayer and really screw with your friends.
Oh, that was when you got trapped in that one room and you're circling around. Oh, screw it. Just shoot your buddy.
Oh. Well, it was a deathmatch mode, Tim. So it was every man for themselves. There was nobody.
Well, you know what I meant.
But that was me planting proximity mines in one-way hallways. So I'd blow up a friend, he'd respawn somewhere in the hall, and walk right into another mine.
And get blown up again. And I was like, why did I come back if I'm just going to get blown up? There you go. Boom.
I grew up watching Wile E. Coyote, bitch.
Right. There you go. Mike, what about you? Video game you would enjoy experiencing all over again?
Honestly, the game, and I may get, you know, beat up for this, but there's a game called City of Heroes. And it was a really good game. It kind of shat on, like, Marvel Universe, DC Universe, and it was really good. And I wish they could bring it back.
Yeah.
Create your own superhero. Create your own supervillain. Oh yeah.
Well,
okay.
You know.
Okay, my friend Chris from my Transformer podcast would love you for that answer. He mourned the loss of that game.
Well, from what I'm looking at now, apparently City of Heroes has returned. It's called City of Heroes Rebirth.
Here you go.
So we'll leave it at that.
I can't answer that question because the video game that I played when I was a kid was called Super Pong.
That sound you hear is sadness, Tim.
Very much so.
It's sadness for how old I actually am. Some woman about 4 days ago at work accused me of being 43. I thanked her very much and gave her a free set of queen-size bed sheets.
What?
I work in a mattress store, Mike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't just holding a random set of bed sheets that he just handed to this woman.
I'm like, yeah, I'm not using these. Here, you have them. No.
Well, there it is.
Yeah, $120 value bed sheets just because she said she thought I was 43. So, there you go. Yeah, no, you know, when I was a teenager, we would go downtown and spend $10 worth of quarters at the arcade. And one of my favorite games was Pengo, where you're a penguin walking around kicking these blocks of ice and squishing these little fur balls. The other game that I really liked was Space Invaders Pinball. Space Invaders, the actual video game. And my number one video game that I played was Centipede. Those were my video games. Bringing those back.
I think at Walmart you can find those little, like, half-size arcade cabinets that has Centipede on it.
Yep. One of them is Centipede. One is Miss Pac-Man. And then there's a couple of others. I was looking at those. And I was thinking about, you know, maybe I'll buy one of these. And then I saw the price tag and I thought, yeah, maybe I won't buy one of these. Yes, Anubis, I think Pango was a Taito title. Taito? Yeah. Taito? I think it might have been. Not sure.
Taito, what you're looking for.
Yeah, so that was my video games. Anyway, why don't we just get to the big deal with AEW Wrestling? They had some kind of special broadcast last night. Nobody watched it except for Rock. Rock watched it. And, of course, he's not here to talk about it, the dummy. Because he's busy playing Fortnite without any friends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, all of his friends are in the chat room right now, except for Lindsay. So maybe he's playing with Lindsay.
Maybe.
Let me rephrase that. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, anyway, Chris Jericho, from WWE champ to first undisputed champion. He was WCW champion, and now he's the first ever AEW champion. Chris is going to be 49 in November. Isn't he a little bit old to be the guy to win the title first?
I mean,
yes and no.
Well, I compare it to the TNA move, where when TNA had to crown their first champion, of course it was the NWA World Heavyweight Championship belt, so they kind of had a leg up. But when they had to crown their first champion, they didn't want to go with, like, the super obvious, the guy who owns it.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay, they didn't go with the guy who owns it, and they didn't go with one of their best friends. So not Kenny Omega, not Hangman Page. They wanted, but they still needed to have some kind of name attached to it.
Bingo.
You know, so with that, you know, with TNA, it was Ken Shamrock. Mm-hmm. So for AEW, it's Chris Jericho, which, to be fair, is a pretty good name to attach to it, even at that age.
Well, it's a hell of a name to attach to it. Now, here's the thing. Chris Jericho, ever since he went to WWE from WCW, was dyed-in-the-wool WWE. What happened?
You'll have to refresh me because I missed half of that, unfortunately.
Okay, well, based on all of his Twitter tweets, I think he got sick and tired of creative.
Oh, WWE creative? Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of people do.
That's why they leave.
That's why he left. But one of the other reasons was Kenny Omega wouldn't sign with WWE.
Yeah.
That was the other reason. And he Chris desperately wanted to have a match or two or ten with Kenny. I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him either. Kenny Omega. When Kenny Omega and Jericho, when they first had their match, it was gold. The way that they promoted it. It was freaking great. He was like, yeah, I want you at the Tokyo Dome. But then the whole time, no one knew that he was going to actually show up. We were like, holy crap. Like, it was a literal jaw drop. Like, holy crap, Chris Jericho in New Japan.
It was holy the absolute crap. It was the absolute biggest non-swerve swerve.
Wait a minute. The biggest non-swerve. Okay.
Did you follow that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, think like a show writer, not a wrestler.
There you go.
Yeah, if only.
Well, out of that entire roster, seriously, no word of a lie, who is the most charismatic on the camera?
Let's see.
For AEW.
It's still Chris Jericho.
It's still Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got three reasons for him to be the first ever champion.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a dumb choice. And I don't know if any of you guys ever caught this, but somebody posted on Twitter about giving the title to Jericho, who's going to be 49 in November, and yapping about him being so old.
Do you want a history lesson?
Right.
You want a history lesson?
Do it.
First ECW champion, Jimmy Snuka, 49.
Yep.
This is what pro wrestling does.
Yeah. Why was Jimmy Snuka the first ECW champion?
Because it gave it name value.
Yeah.
There weren't any coconuts in the room.
Oh, God. Stop it.
Really?
All right, I'll cut it out. It was still funny in a really tragic way.
Anyway. Oh, my goodness. This is why we can't have nice things.
Don't make me turn the show around.
Oh, please don't.
Listen, as good as Cody might be on a microphone, he doesn't have the charisma Chris does.
No, he does not.
Okay. You're not going to give it to Kenny.
No.
Because he's only known to a select small audience still.
Yeah, he hasn't
his time in AEW is going to make him a North American household
sensation.
Name, right? It's going to. That's the key phrase. Going to.
Yeah, I can't wait for that to happen, actually.
You know, the overall package, trained by one of the best wrestling places to teach technical wrestling. He's one of the best technical wrestlers still working today. Okay, one of his trainers, by the way, was Dr. Hannibal Steve Gillespie, along with the Hart Brothers. Mm. Just so you know.
FYI.
That's how big a deal it is to have Pro Fitness Wrestling Academy's head trainer be Steve Gillespie. Anyway, that's another plug in. Yes, you're going to get a lot of them as we go on because I'm involved.
That's okay. We understand.
There you go. Yeah. Like I say, he's one of the best technical wrestlers out there. But he can still do the wow spots. What we like to call the wow spots. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
He's not all one or all the other. That was one of Brett's biggest drawbacks as a professional wrestler, you know, talking about technical wrestling. Bret Hart was one of the best technical wrestlers ever, but he wasn't much for the high spots. The biggest high spot I ever saw Brett do was deliver an elbow off the second rope.
Was it? Yeah.
Well, that and the heart attack with Anvil.
Well, see, does that even count?
Well, not really.
Yeah. Doesn't count. Doesn't count at all.
Yeah. So, yeah. But you're not gonna bring Dustin Rhodes in and give Dustin the title. Dustin may be Dustin, as big a name as Chris.
Yeah, but
which you know he is.
Truth be told, I'd have him and Cody in the tag team division. Honestly.
But giving Dustin the title, wouldn't that be nepotism? Or at least smell like nepotism?
And Jericho's isn't?
It's the same reason why it's not related, but it's the same reason you don't give it to Hangman Page, because he's one of the boys.
Yep, right.
You know, Chris Jericho is an outsider, and it doesn't look bad to give it to him other than the age. And then you look, oh, wait, every pro wrestling company coming up did this. Then you look silly for bringing up the age argument.
Yeah. You know, eventually, at some point in time, Cody's going to hold it. Kenny's going to hold it. Page is going to hold it. You know that they're all going to have that title. But, like, getting back to what I was talking about, all the people bitching on Twitter about that, Baron Corbin actually responded and gave everybody shit for basically harping on Chris Jericho's age well, not Chris Jericho's age, but the age of, you know, oh, you know, you guys are all bitching about how we push all of our old guys and give the old guys the title and then you're all gung-ho on AEW and they give it to Chris.
Mm. I mean, yeah.
No, seriously, Baron Corbin can be really entertaining if you don't give him a script.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Some people won't believe that. We know better, and it is true, but some people just refuse to believe it.
Yeah, which is sad.
Yeah. So.
But what can you do, you know?
Yep. So I've got no problems with Jericho holding that title. As of right now, just let me talk just as a wrestling fan, a casual fan as opposed to the person I am. finding out Chris Jericho won the title, now I want to tune into AEW and see what it's about.
Yeah.
Bottom line, that's all there is to it.
Right.
So, I don't know what else there might be to talk about this week, guys. Do either of you have anything you want to bring up real quick?
We talked about everything I want to talk about, so, yeah.
Omega?
Casey Catanzaro is leaving WWE, and I am sad.
Wait, what? Sorry, you are sad.
Yeah. Yeah, back injury.
Yeah, I was just reading that.
She was so good. I really wanted to see
her. She was.
Her.
I was like, oh.
Wait a second, who's leaving?
Casey Catanzaro, Ricochet's girlfriend.
Oh, I'm sad.
I know Ricochet's a little bit upset.
Tim, do you even know who that is?
No.
Do you remember the girl who could do the Kofi spot during the Women's Rumble at Evolution?
Yes.
That you was know, where right. where she had her legs around the corner post.
I know who it is.
Or she did. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Right. Uh-huh.
Oh, shut up, you two. So, Omega, just before we go, I got one question for you. What model are you building?
It is a Super Saiyan 2 Gohan.
Ooh.
Which Tim pretends like he knows what that is.
What does not?
Well, it's nothing
and Mike
like,
actually
it's,
knows what
it's
that
nothing
is.
Nothing like the Transformer that you saw at Walmart that wasn't reassembled properly and put back on the shelf when it shouldn't have been.
That was a literal car wreck.
Wait, what happened?
Someone.
I'm just proving that, yeah, I do pay attention to shit you post, Omega.
Yeah. Mike, I went to Walmart today and someone had returned a Transformer, a Bumblebee, that apparently their kid couldn't figure out how to transform. And the parent couldn't figure out how to put it back, and then they just crammed all the scrap parts and half-transformed mess back in the box to return it. And Walmart thought, and because it's Walmart, Walmart said, that's perfectly fine to put back on the shelf.
They taped up the packaging and put it back on the shelf, yeah.
Our generation is screwed. Our generation is very much screwed. Oh, God. Well, all right, then. And I think we're good.
Yeah, we're done for this week, everybody. Don't forget, next week we'll probably do a show because there's some stuff we gotta do. I'll let you figure that out. don't forget, you can follow, the Wild Talk Radio Network on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. You can follow Wrestle Talk Radio on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night.
Wow.
What?
Nothing.
You're surprised I got them all right in one shot.
You almost screwed it up. Anyway, continue.
What do you mean screwed it up?
Nothing. Keep going, Tim.
You mean almost screwed it up?
That's what I said.
Almost. I didn't screw it up. I caught myself. Shut up. So there's all that going on. We're all on Twitter, and some of us are on Facebook. We'll get to that in just a minute, but don't forget Fortnite with Friends.
Yeah, Fortnite with Friends, Thursdays and Saturday nights, 10-ish on Saturdays, and After the Rack on Thursdays.
Yeah, but before that, Monday night, immediately following Raw, it's the Raw Post Show.
We're going to be actually live this week. Yeah, this week we're live.
For a change.
Because All right, it's going to be wonky for the next few weeks, but we're live this week. Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern.
There you go, on Labor Day. Look at them doing extra duty. speaking about Thursday night, it's the multi-time, multi-award winning The Rack Radio Show with your host, Lindsay Ward.
We'll have NXT rundown, the SmackDown throwdown, all the news you can handle at The Rack Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. Check out all the Rack extra reviews. While they were gone, we did 5 shows in a week. A whole bunch of book reviews. Check them all out at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com. Check out all the episodes of The Rack Extra, Miz and Mrs., the entire season. All available at RackRadioShow.com.
Yeah, Saturday nights, midnight-ish, or as close as they get to it. Whatever, it depends on when everybody's off work or home from partying. It's another episode of the Wild, the Wacky, the Unusual. Lucifer's favorite show, CB Radio.
This week is episode 600. Tune in. We're going to catch up on all the stuff we promised over the last year or so. If you want to hear Brent sing, tune in to CB Radio Saturday night, midnight-ish. CBRadioLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com.
Wait a second. This Saturday night is episode 600?
Yeah.
Damn. You know, it's almost possible if you do one or two special editions that your Halloween show could be episode 666.
You know, hang on.
What?
Yeah, that actually worked out.
Just about, hey? You were doing the math, weren't you?
Yes. And how dare you make me do math?
I was doing the math in my head as I was talking. I'm that good with numbers, kids.
I can't add extra Saturday, sorry.
Well, you don't have to add an extra Saturday. You just do, I said do a special edition.
No, the special edition is called CB Radio Not So Live. We're not actually part of the 600 episodes, but you can check out a special edition of CB Radio Not So Live available this week as we talk all out, myself, the intern, and the Lone Jobber. It'll be available probably on Tuesday.
You know, I hate how much work and effort it took to set you up for that so you figured out what I was doing. Make it easier on me next time. And if you don't like it, follow me on Twitter. At Flames Forums. If you want to get really politically incorrect and uncensored, follow me at Voicing Sanity.
Tell Tim whether you have nipples or not at Flames Forums.
Fuck off. I'm serious. I am not kidding. No more of that bullshit. Because I will do something to fuck you up. I don't know what, and I don't know how, but I'll think of something, and it might have something to do with math. You know what? That's it. Don't even get me started. I'll make it. Just make some plugs or something, will you?
Okay, sure. So, if you want to follow what I am doing, I am usually all over the internet under one name. But if you want to go follow me over on Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. Everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos for the content. And for a few things that YouTube doesn't let me show you, you can go see them over at TJOmega.net.
There you go. Mike?
And for those that want to see me, it is the Heartbreak, the WTR Oreo. Tomorrow, I will actually be posting videos because I will be training tomorrow. A couple of sessions. You can hit me up also on the Twitch page, Stu Heyman. And then hit me up on Facebook, Dragon Honor Wrestling. We've got some things happening. The season finale is this month, so we can get ready for 2K20. So hopefully you guys will enjoy that.
You know, you're currently calling yourself Stu Heyman. You called yourself Stewie Griffin. What else have you called yourself?
I lost count.
This has been another edition of WTR Tonight Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Getting Mike out of that one, and use credit code Rocket Talk in the Fortnite item shop.
There you go. All plugs completed. Everybody, we're going to take the week off. We'll catch you next Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.